John Batchelor with Professor Lloyd Clark. The Leadership Journeys of George Patton, Bernard Montgomery, and Erwin Rommel. The book is entitled The Commanders. Rommel goes to North Africa in March of 41. He goes to Libya. But we're going to start with what we believe to be the successful rise of Bernard Montgomery's skill set as a trainer, as a lecturer, as a scholar of the battlefield, a man who pictures things in his mind before he gives the order, and he's not looking for debate. He's not looking for another method or committee work. This is a man who dictates. He had a father who preached, and when he gets into the pulpit, this is the word of the Lord, and it is the word of Bernard Montgomery. So Bernard Montgomery is assigned to the 8th Army, my note here, with some expectation that he will be able to turn around what has been a catastrophe so far, with the Germans and the Italians pushing them around. So by January of 42 is my reading here. I'm going pretty fast. By January, August of 42, yeah, it's August, January of 42, he takes up the Southeastern Command with 100,000, and then he's pushed to the 8th Army, which is in Cairo. He takes Freddie de Gagnon, his brother-in-law, with him. And everybody in the 8th Army is curious about this man. What was his reputation before him when he joins North Africa?
There was not much known about him in the wider army. Alan Brooke, the chief of the Imperial General Staff, the professional head of the British Army, is his great patron. And I think that Montgomery owes a great deal to him. Churchill was circumspect about Montgomery, believing that he didn't have the panache, the drive, the risk-taking requirements to turn the situation around. But eventually, because there was perhaps nobody else that was better situated, Montgomery got the job. And his task then was to not win over his superiors, but to win over 8th Army, who were completely demoralized.
Immediately, he starts planning an attack. Was that an order he was given by his superiors? Did Churchill say, I'm sending you out there to attack, or was that his idea?
I think this is very much Montgomery taking the reins of this rather demoralized horse and saying, right, let's give this one last go. The previous incumbent might have been thinking about the defense of Cairo, but the best form of defense is attack. What we're going to do is we're going to spend a couple of months revitalizing ourselves, preparing to attack, and then we're going to push Rommel right the way back to Tunisia.
Yes, and this is El Alamein, October of 1942. 900 guns, 1,000 tanks, everything gathered to attack the Germans and the Italians overwhelmingly and to keep it up. We note here that Rommel has been in North Africa for some time at this point and was given credit, the Africa Corps, as being the Desert Fox. However, importantly, Rommel is ill. And he's undiagnosed ill, and it's debilitating. Do they ever solve it? Do they ever figure out what's wrong with him? Because he goes on invalid leave several times.
I think that he has high blood pressure. He has a stomach disorder, maybe. He has ulcers. But, you know, where does this all come from? And I think it's partly due to his leadership style. This is a man who lives with the troops. He sleeps often in cold or very hot conditions. He doesn't eat well. He doesn't look after himself. He feels as though he's always got to be at the decisive point, wherever that might be. He's traveling by day and by night. The man is exhausted, and I'm sure that that exhaustion showed itself in a chronic medical problem that he had, and he has problems with his stomach since the First World War, and he falls ill with those same stomach problems in the Second World War.
Patton enters into the North African conflict with the American forces, Operation Torch, landing in Morocco. What's important here is that Patton will eventually take over an armored, the Second Corps, I believe, after it fails at the Kasserine Pass. And he will become an inspiration to his men. He makes speeches which are strangely theatrical, strangely. Talks about men of Mars. They talk about crazy Patton. He's seen as swashbuckling. He makes speeches rather saying, I'd rather dead heroes than live cowards. All very odd here in the 21st century. And yet he is successful on the battlefield, though not against Rommel. Rommel has been invalided home. So Patton's success in North Africa is limited. Montgomery has the big success. Immediately after the conclusion of the hostilities in 43, they began planning to execute Operation Husky. Montgomery is now well regarded by his commanders and given the task of overall command of Operation Husky. It's going to be his plan again. He's going to land with the 8th Army on the eastern side of Sicily. Patton is going to land with the 7th Army on the south side. And there's not much for Patton to do because it's the 8th Army that's going to go up the coast road and capture the capital. Is this the first of the rivalry between these two men? And who gets the better of it at this point?
Well, interestingly, the two men had met very briefly at a conference prior to this. And neither man was particularly impressed with the other. I think there was quite a lot of rivalry between the two just because of their personalities. And this really now comes to the fore. Montgomery, as you say, the experienced general who has seen action since 1940, and Patton fighting with a new American army trying to find its feet, didn't like taking second best, didn't like to be on the flank of the Brits, quite understandably. Felt that he was being ill-used. And so this was just a rivalry that was made out of the circumstances of the day.
What is striking in the professor's book is if this was Shakespeare, we would say, oh, well, that's the art of a dramatist, you know, to arrange things so we introduce our characters over the scale of their lives. And they meet once and twice, and they're all preparing for a future they can't know. But we're about to enter the main contest itself, the battle for civilization in the 20th century, because we're going off to Operation Overlord, and we're going to start in a strange place. We're going to start at St. Paul's School, where Bernard Montgomery began his education. The book is The Commanders, The Leadership Journey of George Patton, Bernard Montgomery, and Erwin Rommel. Lloyd Clark is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.